At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Are you going to $1 Bob me? You going to one-up me on the John Gruden thing?
Not $1 Bob you. I think it's almost like we match the same dollar for dollar equation. It's okay. Like you threw a name out there. Now I feel like I want to throw a name out there.
Okay.
But it's not that I love this name. Like, you don't love John Gruden. You just love the idea that people...
I kind of would love John Gruden.
You'd love John Gruden.
After 5 years of tapioca pudding, who couldn't use a little flavor?
Just want to do some Spider 2Y banana?
Like, I mean, yeah, he'd yell at us constantly.
His press conferences would be nonstop awesome.
Yep. And by the way, great for Baskin and Phelps.
Nobody really thinks it's going to work out, though.
I still think John can... I don't think John forgot how to coach ball.
I think with the Raiders, I think that was a real experiment in how long he'd been away on TV and not really around football.
I think they just shouldn't have hired Mike Mayock as his GM.
Well, that was a problem, but that's what happens. Your head coach, when you give him that much power and that much say, he hires his TV friends.
And I don't think he has that kind of sway now.
If Stefanski's gone, Barry's also gone too. And part of the hook with Gruden would be you'd let him pick his front office.
Really? Well, no, he doesn't have that kind of power. But I'll tell you who.
It's the only way you got him to the Raiders.
I'll tell you, yeah, but it's not in the position. He's not coming out of the Monday Night Football booth anymore. He doesn't have the power. But I'll tell you, if that was the case, which would be wild if you did this, John Dorsey, bring him home.
Well, you know I love John Dorsey. I would do anything to have John Dorsey
right,
back running the Browns.
Who's your coach?
All right, I don't even like this guy. I just, up front, I don't. And I don't. I just want
to be first in the
I
moon.
Want the record to show that when you were talking Gruden, I was talking this guy.
Okay.
Mike McCarthy.
Do you hate me?
What do you mean, do I hate you?
If I'm going to get coaches...
Mike McCarthy's definitely in play in this equation.
He wasn't in play in 2020. Why would he be in play now?
He was in play in 2020. That's the difference. We had so many conversations about Mike McCarthy in 2020 until Mike McCarthy was like, nah, not really going down that road. I'll never forget the conversation.
Why? I'm just going to go through
on this radio station. He came up. Then I was like, no chance. But here's what's going to happen. Dallas is going to take a massive step backward this year, and the rise up of Mike McCarthy is only going to continue to be, it's going to be inevitable. Him sitting out this coaching season.
Is he going to do analytics again?
That was the funniest and most wrong thing he ever could have done. He admitted, though, in the press conference that he was just completely full of it. That at least helped him out. Jerry was shocked by it, too. It's like, what do you mean you weren't just sitting in that barn in Wisconsin grinding tape all day?
Pass.
Yeah, Mike McCarthy. If John Gruden's in play, Mike McCarthy's in play.
John Gruden's better than Mike McCarthy. Don't make me argue this.
All he did was win 10-plus games every year in Dallas.
Yeah.
He did it obviously in Green Bay. He did it in Dallas. The man wins 10-plus games everywhere he goes. Do I think he's a great coach? No.
But you think he's a great coach.
You can sell him to people enough on the idea that he won a Super Bowl and he's had success in two different spots. Do I think he's an idiot? Yes. In many ways, I do.
I wouldn't lead with
2015
that.
2015 NFC title game. You have Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback, and your big game plan was to run the ball an absolute ton and cough away a double-digit lead to the Seahawks. Like, there's a lot of missteps that man has made. But he could be the coach. If Gruden's in play, McCarthy's definitely in play.
No, they're not even anywhere close to each other.
What does Ken call them? Mashed potatoes?
Which one?
McCarthy?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, you better.
I thought that was Spencer German. I don't even know.
I don't know. It's a lot of food.
A lot of food related names. Which I get. Now, all this being said, I think what's interesting is, and I don't know the answer. I really do not know the answer. But as we're talking about the direction of the Browns and how much of a victory lap would this organization be able to take on six wins, I think if I had all-knowing powers, what mm-hmm. I'd really love to know is how many people are left undecided on Stefanski and Barry, because I feel like I've proven, like, I'm not in love with where we are with either guy. I could take or leave either guy right now. I also am not lining up to fire either guy right now. I feel like I'm not just Switzerland with Shador Sanders. I kind of feel like Switzerland on Stefanski and Barry, and it doesn't feel like there's a lot of other Swiss folks out there on these two.
I feel like there's a lot of people right now that are Switzerland on the two of them. Now, you were pretty hard on Stefanski last year, so I lost
my temper. That was an emotional response to a bad season. They would have been well within their right to fire him and replace him with Mike Vrabel. But I'm not going into this thinking I'm waiting for the first opportunity to say fire him.
I think it's
going to
be really interesting. I think if Stefanski starts off great, I think there's going to be so many people that are like, he's always been the guy. We never wavered from belief in Stefanski. I also think if he starts off miserably, people are going to be lining up and saying, well, for 2 years now, I've been talking about how I want to get rid of him.
216-474-0092. I think this is a good question about whether you are still undecided on Stefanski and Barry. Meaning, because it would be pretty tough 5 years going on 6 years in to have too many people in Switzerland here. But is this season going to be the thing that either gets you all the way in on Stefanski and Barry? You treat those separately, by the way, or all the way out on them? I think the people who think right now, who are saying, a lot of the people, especially in the media, saying there's no way either guy gets fired today, we'll absolutely be changing their tune if you were 1-10 at any point this season.
That's a lot of the same people that said we're definitely having four quarterbacks on the roster.
Oof. That felt like a nice little shot there.
No, not really. It's just that's a broad stroke shot is what that is. And hey, those people are maybe right today with the signing of Bailey Zappe. Are they
put
not?
Put a name on it.
There's no name. It's honestly, there is no name. It's a broad shot in general to the amount of people that so confidently believe that Stefanski and Barry are having themselves a mulligan for this season before the season's even taken place, because I just don't see it that way.
That sounds like Daryl Ryder. Sounds like you're talking about Daryl Ryder there. He's going to be on the
Darryl
show
believes?
On Friday. Who the hell knows?
I'm apologizing to no one.
What day is it with Daryl? The man's never surprised because he has 75 million takes. Why did I do that?
Now that sounded like a shot.
Now that was
a
shot.
Too rough on you today?
Why did I do that?
Time.
Daryl's done nothing. Daryl's done nothing. He earned. Okay, I mean he does.
Wow. Now you're saying he does nothing too. That's another shot.
Unreal. I'm trying to talk myself out of this.
I'm loading the clip on Daryl.
And then you're just burying me more when I don't need any more help to be buried. Are you still undecided on Stefanski? Or Ratton, I don't want to use the word still. Are you undecided on Stefanski and Barry heading into the season? And it's the case where if you're surprised by this, you can't be surprised to get exactly what you signed up for. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.